Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Good morning. You're listening to In The Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, Andrew Herbert. Very glad to have your company. We're partway through a programme featuring some wonderful new albums, including one by Brazilian piano player Philippe Bardon-Powell, Canadian tenor player Seamus Blake, plus fabulous offerings this hour from veteran American sax legend Charles Lloyd with Nora Jones and much, much more. We're also featuring today the cool, liquid tenor player Lester Young and tunes from his 1946 album Lester Young Trio on Mercury Records. This, appropriately enough, is called Up and Adam.
Thank you.
The fantastic sounds there of tenor player Lester Young together with Nat King Cole on the piano and Buddy Rich drums. And that was from a 1946 album called Lester Young Trio. Wonderful stuff. You're listening to In The Moment here on Sheffield Live 92.2 FM with me, Andrew Herbert. And today we're also featuring a new album by Brazilian piano player Philippe Baden-Powell. The album's called Notes Over the Poetry and it's on Far Out Records. It features Rubinho Antunes trumpet, Rafael Paisero bass, Andre Ceccarelli drums and Amir Mahler tenor saxophone. And this tune features the prolific Belgium jazz vocalist David Lynx. It's called The Lonely Dreamer.
Today is like the closure of a season, another one is waiting to be seen. The signs are all around above your head. Now I see life spread out on one big screen. Inside, the search ongoing moves me forward. The journey will be worth the bumpy ride. I see that now the gate's slightly ajar. I wake up and I know just what's in sight. The lonely dreamer's never far away. He's like an angel at the break of day. A promise will be clearing up the night. His hand upon your shoulder, soft and light. My temperature will rise with every touch. While waves out on the ocean fall and crush, I'm walking down the road I thought I knew, to find that after all I don't know you. Don't know much. Who would think I would be out of touch? Don't know much. Who would think I would be out of touch? A tender smile is waiting for an outcome. A gentle nod to know it has been found. At times, events will catch my heart off guard. But I'll never miss out on a new sound. Direction. The world will need to knock on every door for hearts to open up to other dreams, to bridge a gap and swim river to shore. The lonely dreamer fighting off what's real, and praises every fear, color of steel. Then soften turns until it's time to mend. Then flies back home and slowly starts to blend. The
night. He sits around remembering the light that rises when the time has come to heal. He'll take the dust to trust what he must feel. Don't know mother, who would think I would be out of touch? Today is like the closure of a season. Another one is waiting to be seen. The signs are all around above your head. Now I see life spread out on one big screen.
Well, that's a lovely tune. It's called The Lonely Dreamer, and you heard the voice there of David Lynx, together with Philippe Baden-Powell, piano, Rubinho Antunes, trumpet, Rafael Pizarro, bass, Andre Ceccarelli, drums, and Amir Mahler, tenor. And that's from a new release album on Far Out Records called Notes Over the Poetry. You're listening to In The Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Today we're also featuring a new album by Canadian saxophonist Seamus Blake. The album's called Bridges with Seamus Blake, and it's released on AMP Music and Records. It features a young Norwegian rhythm section, Espenberg piano, Anders Thorin drums, and Ole Morten Vargen bass, together with Hayden Powell on trumpet and Seamus Blake himself tenor saxophone. And it's an intriguing album of original material. Seamus Blake's music is known for its sophistication, for bold improvisations and what has been called sheer swagger. And the guitarist John Schofield, who hired Seamus for his quiet band, called him extraordinary and a total saxophonist. Let's have a listen to this tune. It's called Bridges. Thank you. That was Bridges from Seamus Blake's new album Bridges with Seamus Blake on AMP Music and Records. You're listening to In The Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, playing the cream of improvised music from the 1920s through to the present day. And still to come on the programme today, we've got more from Bridges, another tune also from Philippe Bardon-Powell's new album Notes Over the Poetry, another Lester Young classic, and a fantastic new release from Escape Hatch featuring Julian Arguelles. Now though, let's listen to something from an album released last year, which I listened to but didn't get a chance to play on In The Moment. It's by veteran sax legend Charles Lloyd, and it's called I Long To See You. In 2015, Lloyd returned after a long absence to Blue Note Records with a remarkable album recorded live called Wild Man Dance. And whilst talking about the call of the wild at the time, Lloyd said he's still searching to find the sound. It's his path, and he calls himself a sound seeker. He said the deeper he dives into the ocean of sound, he finds there's still deeper and further to go. The 2016 album I Long To See You features a marvellous lineup of voices and a collection of 10 songs that range from traditional hymns to anti-war folk protests and reworked originals that appeared on his earlier recordings. He plays here with bass player Reuben Rogers and drummer Eric Harland, as well as guitar maestro Bill Frizzell and stellar pedal steel guitarist Greg Lights. Lloyd has dubbed this quintet the Marvels, and we're to listen to a song which was originally written by Billy Preston and made into a hit in 1974 by Joe Cocker, and it gets a beautiful reading here with Nora Jones's silky voice. It's called You Are So Beautiful.
Every
the musician and philosopher that is Charles Lloyd, and a song, You Are So Beautiful, from his 2016 Blue Note album, I Long to See You. Lloyd often waxes philosophical, and he said of the album, "Be alert for the eternal as it wells up out of the chaos of the mundane. It's all in the sound and feeling, the quantum mechanics of love." You're listening to In the Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, Andrew Herbert. And today we're also featuring somewhat different sound of a much earlier tenor player called Lester Young. We've played a couple of tunes from his 1946 album, Lester Young Trio, on Mercury Records. Features a wonderful piano playing of Nat King Cole. He became known, obviously, as a singer, but he started as a piano player, and in a way, his piano playing is sublime. Plus the legend that was Buddy Rich on drums. This tune is called There Will Never Be Another You. Thank you. That was Lester Young and There Will Never Be Another You. And you heard Nat King Cole on piano and Buddy Rich drums. That's from the 1946 album on Mercury Records, Lester Young Trio. You're listening to In The Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Very glad to have your company this Monday morning. And today, amongst other fine tracks, we're listening through to a new album by New York-based Seamus Blake. He's a regular in the Mingus Big Band, and he's steadily made albums since his debut in 1994, The Call, followed it by Seamus Blake, Four Track Mind, 1997, Stranger Things Have Happened, 1999, Way Out Willie, 2007, Live in Italy, 2008, Bellwether, 2009, Live at Smalls, 2010, Superconductor, last year, 2016. He's been described by one critic as tearing up every tune and making the recording exceptional, a high-energy, positive musical force. He's a wonder, always articulate and exciting, constructing cascades of melodies that are marvels of logic and exertion. This tune from his new album, Bridges with Seamus Blake, is called Effervescence. That's a lovely tune called Evanescence from Seamus Blake's new album on AMP Music and Records called Bridges with Seamus Blake. And you heard Seamus playing tenor saxophone there together with Hayden Powell trumpet, Espen Berg piano, Anders Torren drums and Ole Morten Vargen bass. You're listening to In the Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Still to come on the programme, a wonderful offering from Finnish piano player Liero Rantala's album How Long Is Now? And also a tune from a new album called Roots of Unity by Escape Hatch featuring Julian Argalas on Whirlwind Recordings. Today we've been featuring tunes also from Philippe Baden-Powell's new album Notes Over the Poetry. It's released on Far Out Records. It features Rubinho Antunes trumpet, Rafael Pesero bass, Andre Ceccarelli drums and Amir Mahler tenor saxophone. The album is an homage to many of the great players that Baden-Powell has played with, and this tune includes in its title a reference to Joao Donato, who was a Brazilian jazz and bossa nova pianist, best known for his numerous albums as band leader, and he worked with such luminaries as Tom Jobim and Astrid Gilberto, as well as a host of others. This tune, from Philip Baden-Powell's album Notes Over the Poetry, is called Vamos Donster para Joao Donato. That was Vamos Donde para Hoy Donato from Philippe Baden-Powell's new album's Notes Over the Poetry on Far Out Records. Baden-Powell said that this album is an homage to all the great players he grew up with and played with whilst touring and learning his craft with his dad, who was the great Brazilian guitarist Baden-Powell. Sticking with this theme, let's move countries and continents though, and to Finnish piano player Liro Rantala. He's been described as a natural phenomenon on keys, and indeed the New York-based pianist and arranger Gil Goldstein went as far as to say Rantala is a pianistic sensation who makes the strongest case to believe in reincarnation, because his technique and musical sensibility speak of depths that appear impossible to have achieved in this lifetime alone. Well, that's quite an accolade. Up till now, he's been mainly associated with his piano trio, but his solo career kicked off with his 2011 ACT debut, Lost Heroes, which represents a very personal homage to all the outstanding musicians in history that Rantala himself is inspired by. These include Esbjørn Svendsen, Oscar Peterson, and the wonderful Bill Evans. Last year, Rantala, together with Lars Danielsson bass and Peter Erskine drums, released an album on the ACT label. Let's have a listen to the title track. It's called How Long Is Now? Well, that's a lovely tune. It's called How Long Is Now, and it's from Leo Rantala, piano, Lars Danielsson, bass, and Peter Erskine, drums. Well, that's almost it from In The Moment today. I do hope you've enjoyed the music, and until next time, do have a good week. To finish off the programme, let's have a listen to a new tune from an album by Escape Hatch, featuring Julian Arguelles. The album is called The Roots of Unity, and the liner notes explain the title as follows. In mathematics, a root of unity is any complex number that gives 1 when raised to some positive integer power n, from complexity to unity. Well, I won't pretend to understand that, but I do know that the music is far more accessible than the explanation of the title, and it's released on Whirlwind Recordings. This tune is the title track, Roots of Unity. Thank you.
Thank you.